Radio, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, it's the title card here, the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. I'm Caleb Swenson. We'll be joined soon by Dave Flanagan here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Great to have you with us for the second half of our Twin Bill Max doubleheader here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It'll be the McDonald Lady Max against Hillsboro. McDonald 6-2 on the season, ranked 10th, tied for 10th in the latest D5 coaches poll. Hillsboro not ranked at least yet, but they are 7-1 on the year and certainly another powerhouse in Division 5. Great to have you with us here on WOGO as we transition from boys basketball to girls basketball. If you're just tuning in now, McDonald in a blowout win 78-28 over Bayfield, and tomorrow night they will take on Shawamigan and what should be a phenomenal finale to this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Hillsboro, the opponent for the Lady Max, comes out of the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Right now they are second only to state-ranked Royal. Royal at 8-0 on the year. Hillsboro, as I mentioned, 7-1. Hillsboro is 3-1 in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, and they certainly are going to provide a stiff test for McDonald. They're led by Violet Morin, 17.7 points per game. She's hitting 67% of her shots. Also, Lily von Falkenstein, 68% shooter, just under 13 points per game. And they have a third scorer in double digits, Lexi Thorson, 10.9 points per game. And if that isn't enough, Kyra Bisarek with 9.6 points per game and Cameron Hansen, 8.6 points per game. That is a formidable starting five for Hillsboro. Hillsboro is the Tigers, coached by Scott Egan, with assistants Joe Woodhouse and Kathy Burmaster. McDonald, of course, under the direction of head coach Don Cooper in his ninth season. They are 6-2 on the year, unbeaten at 2-0 in the Western Clover Belt. And that, of course, is one of the big goals for the McDonald Lady Max here this season, is to bring home that Western Clover Belt Conference crown. So they are 5-0 in the WCC, tied with Cadott. No one else really close right now in the Western Clover Belt. Fall Creek and Bloomer each at 2-2 on the year. Latest win for McDonald was over Bloomer. We'll get to that in a moment. But there are some huge games coming up, as McDonald will still tangle with Cadott twice this season. Cadott unblemished on the year, 9-0. They're having a phenomenal year, as probably many expected that they would. But those should be some fantastic games here and there for the Max and the Hornets. But McDonald trying to take care of business here tonight. They have won five in a row. Again, knocked off Columbus Catholic. We had that in their season opener here in WOGO Sports at Marshfield, 59-37. Then two straight losses as they were banged up. And that Wausau East tournament, of course, Aubrey Dorn not able to play for the first several games of this season, but thankfully back from injury is Aubrey. But McDonald took on Hudson and got a lot of respect from Hudson, lost 57-41, but again, certainly missing that height and ability from Aubrey Dorn in that game. And Hudson, at last check, was highly ranked in the state in Division I, of course, one of the largest schools in the state. And McDonald went toe-to-toe with them in that Wausau East tournament. And then maybe a game the Lady Max would like to have back, as they fell 42-41 to Wausau Newman Catholic, also at that Wausau East tournament. But since then, they have not lost. 60-30 at Stanley Boyd, 74-20 at Thorpe, as The Lady Macs were on the road 5 straight games to start the season, then knocked off Fall Creek here at home 51-32 on the 9th of December. 54-48 winners at Osseo Fairchild on a tough game on December 17th. Their last game was 8 nights ago. Took out Bloomer here at home 62-43. We'll hear from head coach Don Cooper in just a moment here on Lady Macs pregame on WOGO Sports. Back in 2.5 minutes as we continue to break things down. It's the Tigers of Hillsboro and the Lady Macs of McDonald Central all coming up in just a few here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, continuing to run things smoothly. Back at the WOGO home base in Halley is Zach Wycheck. It's a 6-2 McDonald Lady Macs against the 7-1 Hillsboro Tigers. And Dave, good to be back with you doing a game here as Mark Maloney gets some well-deserved time off with his family around Christmas, getting the boys and wives and grandkids back for the holidays, and so we just drag you out to do another game.
Well, that's all right. I just got done with work. I had nothing else going on, right? So, no, happy for Mark to be with his family.
And again, certainly happy for the start of the season for the McDonald boys, unbeaten now 9-0, and then the Lady Macs 6-2. And this is going to be one of their stiffer tests so far of kind of that first half of the season, is this game here against Hillsboro. And good to see Emily Cooper out there. Heard that she's, you know, again, battling some of that crud that's going around. But Emily's out there, and they're going to have their hands full probably with the Tigers here, which is exactly what you want in this type of tournament.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, and the biggest thing is, you know, we had some, you know, bad weather, and so you couldn't practice, you couldn't play. So it's been a really up and down, you know, practice one day, miss 2 days. And so now we're into that Christmas time where we all of a sudden, you know, we got to get through New Year's. Then after that, all of a sudden, everything's consistent with practice and games. So, and I'm sure that's what they're looking for, is a little bit of consistency here as we get started here in the second half.
Well, McDonald on the season shooting 40% from the field, 33% from downtown, 33 rebounds per game, which is one of the big strengths, I would say, of this team. But what really jumps out at you. It's 13 turnovers per game. Again, Coach Cooper probably liked that one. Low double digits or a little less, but 18.4 steals per game. They get after it defensively.
Well, and that's what they hang their head on, is they're gonna pressure you full floor, and they're gonna, whatever it is, zone or man, but they are going to put pressure on you. And you know, looking at the team tonight, I mean, they have a tall, you know, pretty tall girl out there, but hopefully they can put the pressure on before they can get that ball to that taller girl.
Well, we'll talk with head coach Don Cooper in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports, or make it 2.5, rather, and we'll be back with head coach Don Cooper as the Lady Macs get set for the title card of the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, day number one. We're back at it tomorrow. Looking forward to the Lady Macs against Luck and then the McDonald boys against Shawamigan. 2.5 minutes, and we'll hear from head coach Don Cooper. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Good to have you with us.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Bobby. Oh, Jeff Bobby. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports, or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the second half of our Twin Bill doubleheader here at the McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic honoring one of McDonald's greats. We're here with head coach Don Cooper as the Lady Macs have a big test tonight against Hillsborough. Coach, obviously weather and holiday break and all of that has played a big factor in terms of the rhythm of your team, but are you progressing the way you want to at this point of the season?
I think we are. I think the girls are working hard, and we want to end the second quarter. That's how we break it down, four quarters, and this is the end of the second quarter. We want to break it down real good at the end.
How does it feel just to be able to play a game at home, because you have such a long road trip to start the season?
It's so great. I thank the McDonald booster for putting this all together and having a tournament that's local and home so we don't have to travel over the holidays. It's been wonderful.
Now, your opponent, Hillsborough, not an opponent that you get to see very often, which is, again, what a great advantage to be able to have this wonderful tournament. They are a quality Division V team.
Yes, they're senior-led, and the coach, Coach Egan, does a great job. And, again, these girls, they're all seniors, so they play well. play it in a tough conference. So and they seek us out for the better competition. So I look forward to the challenge.
And finally, Coach, health-wise with your team, obviously it took Aubrey a little while to get back and rolling with the team. Emily missed some time too, but at this point, are you feeling like the team is gelling the way you want to after some of those bumps in the road with injuries?
Well, we still have a little bit more bumps. Emily's sick, so we don't know if she's going to play tonight. But anyway, just hopefully that we're not as deep as we were last year, so we're hoping that she's able to make it tonight and being able to compete.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic in Chippewa Falls at McDonald Central High School. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Basketball on WOGO Sports. The Hillsboro Tigers against your McDonald Central Lady Macs here in the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Last game of the night on day one of this tournament. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Flanagan, a key or two, you think, tonight for victory for McDonald?
Oh, I don't think it ever changes. They got to put pressure on the ball, and especially, you know, looking at Hillsboro, I mean, they have some height. They have some length, so you got to get it before half court because you don't want them to get in their half court sets because then it might lead to some trouble.
Violet Morin, of course, jumps off the page. She's a 6'4" center, a senior, 17.7 points per game and 12 rebounds. And honestly, in a non-conference game like this, you really want to see how she matches up with Aubrey Dorn.
Well, yeah, you know what? The beauty is it gives Aubrey a little challenge because, you know, there's nobody in practice that's as tall as her that can make her move. You know, so this will be a good test for her one-on-one.
Again, it is a senior-led squad, as Coach Don Cooper mentioned, for the Hillsboro Tigers. So what a great opportunity here for McDonald. That's your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Pre-game prayer by Miles Flanagan, and we are ready for action here from the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Just a great event, and stands probably as full as they've been all day here as the Hillsboro Tigers will be introduced. First, Lexi Thorson. She's a junior, 10.9 points for game number 5. Then Kira Bisarek, She's a senior 5'6" shooting guard. Their assist leader, 9.6 points per game. Next up, number 23, Cameron Hansen, 8.6 points per game, leads the team with 14 made three-pointers, another senior. Then Lily Von Falkenstein, number 25, 12.7 points per game, 7.4 rebounds, and 3.3 assists, another senior. And Violet Morin, number 40, 17.7 points, 12 rebounds per game, the 6'4" center, and again, another senior. So four seniors and one junior, the starting five for Scott Egan, head coach of Hillsboro. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Max, Sophie Schmidgall, 5'10", sophomore forward, number zero. Sophie on the season averaging 7.5 points per game. Then Marley Hughes, the 5'9" senior guard forward combo number one, one of the captains on this team. Marley at 13.5 points per game has hit 12 threes as well. Callie Goulet, 4.5 points per game, number 11, a 5'10" junior forward. Then Emily Cooper, good to see Emily out there tonight, 5'7" captain, number 22, the junior point guard. Emily Cooper on the year, 12.6 points per game, second on the team. Leads the team in assists, I do believe, as well, shooting 37% from long range. And rounding out the starting five for the McDonald Lady Max tonight is Aubrey Dorn, the 6-foot junior center, number 23. Aubrey leading the team in rebounds, and she's the third double-digit scorer with 10.5 points per game. Head coach Don Cooper, ninth season at the helm of the Lady Max. Hillsboro Tigers, jet black tops, jet black shorts. They'll have white lettering, white piping with the tiger orange numerals. White and orange on the sides of the shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, white tanks, white shorts with the royal blue accents, letters, and numerals. Opening tap is won by McDonald, actually won by the Tigers, but McDonald gets it back, and Schmidgall goes right over the top of the Giants. Violet Morin and Sophie Schmidgall makes it 2-0 McDonald.
Sophie wasn't afraid to shoot that.
And Morin is big at 6'4". This is going to be a great matchup here tonight. Steal by Aubrey Dorn as they were trying to scoop it down to Morin, and coming the other way, Emily Cooper. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn, to Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley Hughes. And Emily Cooper. Cooper, runner in the lane, off the glass and good.
What a great start to the night here. Holy cow.
Now, excuse myself. Izzy Hartman, 5'6", junior guard, number 31, was in the starting lineup. I believe I said Callie Goulet, but Izzy's getting the start here tonight. 4-0 McDonald, 50 seconds gone by. Hillsboro, a dump down to the high post, knocked away, and Emily Cooper digs it out. Emily Cooper on the run, hesitation dribble down hard to the right side of the lane, and the ball's knocked out of bounds, and oh goodness, that was a bad break. As Emily had her shot blocked, she's standing out of bounds, and it bounced off her head.
Right off her head.
While she was standing out. Good defensive play there, though, by Hillsboro. 4-0 McDonald.
Here we go. This is what we got to do, is get up, put pressure on him.
Lexi Thorson in a little trouble in the backcourt. Emily Cooper trying to rip one away from Kyra Bissarek. Bissarek up top, looking at the high post. Lily Von Falkenstein, another, I believe, 6-footer. We don't have heights listed for everyone. Kick out, three on the way. That one a little bit too strong, and Aubrey Dorn inside Violet Moore and grabs the rebound. Marley Hughes to Izzy Hartman. Hartman just inside the arc, up top Marley Hughes. Donald 6-2, Hillsboro 7-1. Marley goes behind her back, it's the screen. Goes left side to Izzy. Up top, Sophie Schmidgall. Goes right side, Marley Hughes. 4-3 online, rattles it in.
Just like that, 7-0. See if the coach looks to take a timeout here quick.
Now, McDonald showing some full court pressure. Inbounds to Cameron Hansen. And four seniors and a junior in the starting lineup for Hillsboro. They've got a lot of experience. McDonald relentless as Hartman almost knocks it away. Driving hard in the lane, runner off the back rim and good. And I believe that was Kyra Bissarek, number 21.
21, yes.
Again, some of these long ponytails, it's a little bit hard to see the numbers. Left side, Izzy Hartman for Emily Cooper. Up top, Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie finds Emily Cooper right side. Emily back to Marley. Marley wide open for her second three. Just rattles out. Izzy Hartman tracks down the offensive rebound to Schmidgall. Goes to Emily Cooper right wing. And that one popped in and out for Marley.
Thought that was in. Marley Marley is a good shooter.
7-2 McDonald. Cooper, give and go. Schmidgall from 15. Rattles in and out. Fight for the rebound taken away by Hillsborough. Izzy Hartman and Aubrey Dorn maybe knocked it away from each other. Kick out for an open three left side. Back rim almost bounded in for Cameron Hansen. That would have been her 15th of the year. And McDonald moving left to right. 3 minutes gone by. First half, 7-2. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Marley Hughes attacking the paint. Drops down. Aubrey Dorn too tall on the pass. And pulled away by Kyra Bisarek. Bisarek almost lost it. Swatted away to Emily Cooper. Aubrey Dorn never gave up on the play.
Nope, she kept that ball alive.
Marley Hughes right at the circle. Marley puts on the floor with the left hand. Flips to Daisy Hartman. Hartman to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Right side. Pure as the driven snow.
Well, makes the game a lot easier when they go in, that's for sure.
I'm going to find a new descriptor for Emily. I've said that one a couple times already, but it looks so good from this angle. 10-2, McDonald. Up top, Cameron Hansen into the right corner from the McDonald bench. Izzy Hartman, good defense there in Kyra Bisarek. Hansen driving in the paint, took a little extra hop. Shot falls, but will wave it off.
I think they got Sophie on a block.
Ryan Beyer, the official. Making that call. I think Ryan's crew kind of moving up the echelons in terms of rankings. I'm not sure how long you have to go to get a state game, but I believe they're probably the running for some sectional games this year.
I mentioned to him we got the A group here tonight. So
10-2. Inbounds up top. That's Lily von Falkenstein. Back to von Falkenstein, left elbow. Crosses over, and Schmidgall spins into the lane, pulls up for a tough eight-footer. And von Falkenstein, a good touch there. 10-4 McDonald. Izzy Hartman rolling along the right baseline, finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn cut hard to the hoop between two defenders. Blocking foul called. And going down hard and getting back up, I believe, is Cameron Hansen. Hansen with those black sleeves.
One thing you can see already how quickly McDonald's pushing that ball up the floor, making Hillsborough run the full floor. See what happens here in the second half.
And Hillsborough coming all the way from the Scenic Bluffs Conference. They play with Royal there. Royal State ranked, unbeaten. Hillsborough right behind them in the conference standings. Maddie Geisler into the game for the first time. Pass knocked away, and Hillsborough takes it away near midcourt. Back on the near side. Cameron Hansen, Von Falkenstein. Von Falkenstein at the left elbow. Another tough-looking shot. That one caroms away from Bayamaro. And Maddie Geisler with the rebound. Maddie, the 5'5 junior guard. Izzy Hartman floats it up top. Sophie Schmidgall bobbles just a bit, gets it back. Geisler leaves it for Marley Hughes. Almost 5 minutes gone by first half, 10-4 McDonald. The Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. 103.1 FM at Wilbur.com. Geisler into a little trouble up top. Hands it off to Izzy Hartman. Hartman scoops it back out to Maddie. Maddie attacks in the paint, drops it down. Schmidgall from 10 feet along the baseline. Nice hometown roll for Sophie. She has four.
Great shot for Sophie.
And a good find there by Maddie Geisler. It's pretty loud in here. I like that atmosphere.
That's just DJ.
Long cross-court skip on Falkenstein. Runs it hard. Blocked on the way up by Aubrey Dorn, but they're going to tag Aubrey with a foul.
Oh, he puts your arm straight up, and that doesn't happen. As soon as you put him down and come down, they're going to blow it on you.
That's the team's second foul, the first on Aubrey Dorn. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw is good for Lily von Falkenstein. She has three. 12-5 is the lead for McDonald. Von Falkenstein, one of those four seniors in the starting lineup. Rattles in the second free throw. So Scott Egan's crew has whittled the McDonald lead down to two full possessions at 12-6. Emily Cooper working against Savannah Britsky. Just came into this game. Schmidgall, nice pass down low. Aubrey going up and in for two. What a great find from post to post.
Well, they're not guarding Aubrey with their tall girl, so it gives her a little room to work.
14-6 McDonald. Just good court vision there by Sophie and sneaking. Back door, Aubrey Dorn. I don't know how you lose a six-footer, but they did. And Aubrey steals a pass as it went over Morrow. And Aubrey snares it with the left hand. Izzy Hartman to Sophie Schmingott, the left block, working against the 6'4 Morrow. Out to Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman rolling into the lane, kick out. Back to Marley Hughes from Aubrey Dorn. A bounce to Emily Cooper, and will they get an offensive foul there? No. I thought for a second they were going to say that Emily shoved off a bit, but that contact was initiated by Savannah Britsky. She's a senior guard, averages 2 points per game. Izzy Hartman will come out, and we will see Kylie Jensen now. Kylie, the 5'6 junior guard.
That was a close one. Could have went either way.
I mean, I don't think I would have had much to complain about if they had called that one against Emily, but it's nice to...
A little home court.
Sure.
Cooper across the logo to Marley Hughes, left wing. Marley matched up against Lexi Thorson right now. Marley puts it on the floor with the left hand. Emily Cooper gets a screen from Aubrey Dorn inside the arc. Kylie Jensen working left-handed dribble. Very close defense up top by Savannah Britsky. Emily Cooper working off a screen. Can't quite take it from Schmidgall. Now she gets it. Emily Cooper working hard on the dribble at the left elbow. Now picks it up and floats it back out to Marley Hughes. 11:09 to play first half, 14-6 McDonald. Emily Cooper up top. Hands right in her face. Now from Cameron Hansen. Marley Hughes right of the circle, off the screen. Schmidgall give and go back to Sophie. She drops down. Beautiful bounce back.
Nice pass.
Aubrey Dorn attacks the hoop. She's going to the line.
Hillsborough is doing a great job of not allowing McDonald to reverse the ball side to side. They're taking away that drive sideline to sideline and sort of slows them down a little bit. But that was a great reaction right there.
Aubrey Dorn at the line for her first attempt here tonight. Free throw is perfect for Dorn. Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Katie Ruff comes in, 5'10 junior, center number 15. Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore, gets a breather. Second free throw for Aubrey Dorn. Perfect.
Good.
Aubrey has four.
Got a little time.
Timeout taken. We are back in 30 seconds. A good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls. 10:50 to go in the first half. 16-6, the Lady Max. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, Zach Wycheck, the Logo Studios in Halley. 10:45 and counting.
Donald comes out in their 1-3-1.
Aubrey Dorn at the top of that with that big wingspan. Coming out of the Hillsborough timeout, long cross court skip. Up top, it's Cameron Hansen. She'll feed left side Lexi Thorson. Thorson will try a deep three. That one all air. Emily Cooper will track it down in the corner. Now Cooper wants to run. She'll take it across the timeline. Leaves for Marley Hughes. McDonald with a 10-point lead here in their home floor. Aubrey Dorn just above the foul line. Great ball fake. Drops it down beautifully to Katie Ruff for two.
Wow. Great move by Aubrey.
I love the way the posts pass in this McDonald offense. Sophie and now Aubrey. Good handles, good vision. 18-6. Tara Bisarek up top. He's a throw on Falkenstein. Just inside the foul line. Picks up her dribble. Back to Cameron Hansen, the three-point specialist. Left corner. Pass down to Morrow. And Morrow had good position there on Katie Ruff. And so Violet Morin, their 6'4 center, averages almost 18 per game. That's her first basket. I took almost half of the first half. You'll live with that if you're McDonald.
That's what I was thinking, too. They took that long for her to get the ball.
Emily Cooper left wing. Against Cameron Hansen has played some excellent defense up top. Emily Cooper right of the circle against Hansen. Aubrey Dorn left wing. Aubrey gives a slight fake on a three. Probably not going to take that shot. But maybe Hillsborough doesn't know that.
Marley Hughes at the left elbow, fights it down to the left corner. Kylie Jensen. Jensen back to Marley. Marley's already hit a three. She'll try her second right wing. Too strong. Long rebound. Von Falkenstein grabs it for Hillsborough. They trail 18-8. The left Hansen open for three. Rattles one in transition. Cameron Hansen, her first points. Almost nine a game. That's her 15th three-pointer of the season. McDonald's lead whittled down to seven. Aubrey Dorn high on the left near the McDonald logo up top. Now you guys are about to come in. This is Emily Cooper. Cooper flips it out. Marley Hughes left corner. Marley pulls up. 10-foot jumper just outside the lane. Won't roll in. Lily von Falkenstein with the rebound. Sophie Schmidt about to come back in as well. They get it to Morrow, and Morrow misses. Morin, excuse me, I'm going to keep saying her name until I get it right. But Morin that time had it from point blank and just pushed it up a little bit too strong.
Well, she did a great job of running the floor, and they got her the ball.
Emily Cooper steps back for three. Straight on! Straight in! James Harden meet Emily Cooper. 8 for Cooper, a 10-point lead for McDonald. Timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball at We'll Go Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
7:53 remaining first half here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic finale in day number one. McDonald leading Hillsborough 21-11. Emily Cooper with 8 of those 21 points, including 2 made threes, the last one forcing a timeout. Cameron Hansen a little trouble up top. She heaves one, and Von Falkenstein over and back, violation as the McDonald pressure relentless even in the half court set.
Coming out of timeouts, they're always going to put the pressure on you. And we got what we wanted. We got a turnover coming out of the timeout.
Marley Hughes to Maddie Geisler now on the floor. Katie Ruff, Sophie Schmidgall, Izzy Hartman, Marley Hughes, and Maddie Geisler. Izzy up top gets a screen from Sophie. Right corner, Marley Hughes. Marley pulls up, elbow jumper, rattles in and out. Sophie Schmidgall fighting, can't take the rebound away from Falkenstein. Falkenstein the push ahead for Hillsborough. Flip it left side. Hansen for her second three. Great rotation. And she splashed it. Goodness.
Bought it right up.
Cameron Hansen does not need much room. That's a tough shot to pull up in transition. 21-14. McDonald leads by 7.
Somebody running into your, coming at you, too.
Impressive shooter. Maddie Geisler's impressive shooter herself. That one rattles off the front of the rim. And Violet Morin clears the rebound.
Finder.
Von Falkenstein at the left elbow. She runs into Marley Hughes and a reach-in. Either Marley or Izzy Hartman's going to get this one. Quality propane and fuels. Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That was the first on Marley Hughes. Three from the right corner. All net, and she knew it for Hillsborough. Kyra Bisarek has 5.
Get somebody else who can shoot the three.
21-17, McDonald's 10-point lead down to 4. Too strong on the runner from the left wing is Emily Cooper. The Tigers battling back. Cameron Hansen up top. Good closeout by Sophie Schmidgall. She'll heave one into the left corner. Bobbled a bit there. Back for Von Falkenstein outside the arc left wing. Runs through a double team. Runner high off the glass. No good. Box out by Aubrey Dorn to keep Morin from grabbing that one. Morin 6'4", Aubrey 6'. It'll be a battle to watch all night. Emily Cooper back out to Marley Hughes, left corner. McDonald with under 6 minutes to play, holding onto a four-point lead. Hard drive and an offensive foul by Marley Hughes.
And I think McDonald, that's two on Marley now.
That's the second on Marley. Should be the fifth on the team. And we'll see if she stays out there. Probably not. Looks like Kylie Jensen's going to come in. When Falkenstein has it knocked away, I don't know if Schmidgall poked that one away, but Aubrey Dorn ends up with it.
I think Sophie got her hand in there.
That was good hands. 21-17. McDonald's having a little scoring drought here. Let's see if they can get a bucket this possession. Relentless Hillsboro defense.
They're just keeping him on one side of the floor, really taking away that ball interchange.
And a turnover as Morin scoops up a loose pass. On Falkenstein at the right elbow. Kick out, another quick three. That one back rim, no. Rebound batted into the arms of Marley Hughes from Sophie Schmidgall. Marley drops it down to Sophie. Sophie high off the glass, won't roll in from 6 feet.
Well, that's a great pass, great shot. Just didn't go in.
Here, go to Cameron Hansen. She's wide open for three again. That one mercifully rims out.
There we go. Slow it down. They're both a little tired.
Donald up 21-17. Working off a screen from Dorn. Emily Cooper dumps it off from Marley Hughes, left wing. Sophie Schmidgall up top. Sophie back to Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman. Use it for Marley Hughes. Marley Hughes for three. Back rimmed it, no. That one from the left wing. Rebound to the Tigers. 4.5 to go in a competitive first half. This game living up to billing so far. Cameron Hansen drops it over right side. They'll get down to Morin, and Morin between two defenders up and in for two. It's almost impossible to stop the 6'4" center when she has that good a position.
Yeah, she gets that deep. It's pretty much over.
Two-point game, 21-19. McDonald has given up an 8-0 run. Left side, Emily Cooper to stop the run, stop the bleeding. No. Three pops in and out on Falkenstein. Jalen Bloor is a junior. They'll fire it down to Morin. Morin triple team, kick out von Falkenstein. She's a wide open lane, and she hit the front of the rim. That was a great look. Now going hard down the rim. A little bit of a wild shot there from Sophie Schmidgall. Just a little bit too strong. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Hillsboro Tigers. Kick to the right corner for the lead. Three, no. That one missed by Kyra Bisarek. Marley Hughes coming the other way. Long cross-court skip, Izzy Hartman. And again, both of these teams, I think, it's starting to get into their legs a little bit.
A little gas here.
Marley Hughes, right wing, outside the arc. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Marley dumps it off for Izzy Hartman. Hartman in the lane. Her pass tipped up in the air and gobbled up by Violet Morin.
See if one of them will be patient here and work the ball a little bit, but maybe not.
Cameron Hansen passed up a three. Cameron Hansen driving hard to the rim, and that shot would fall. That would have tied the game. 21-19 McDonald, 2:50 to go. Emily Cooper back to Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley drops down. Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie, nice cut. Aubrey Dorn up and in for two.
Finally got that ball inside a little bit.
Aubrey with six and a timeout, and I think these players on both sides are saying thank you.
Yep.
Half a minute and we're back here on WOGO Sports. McDonald leads 23-19, back in 30 seconds.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Second half of our first doubleheader. Two consecutive doubleheaders for McDonald basketball. In fact, we're going to see if we can pull off a tripleheader tomorrow if game times allow. 23-19. The Lady Max lead the Hillsboro Tigers. Two fantastic Division 5 teams in this tilt here in the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. First annual here at McDonald. Those girls hit a lot of threes. They'll try another one from the right corner. That one rattled through.
by Mackenzie Woodhouse, who just came into the game. She's a sophomore. It's a one-point lead for McDonald, 23-22.
Every one of their perimeter girls is not afraid to shoot.
Maddie Geisler to answer, and it popped in and out. That's a good-looking shot for Maddie. Just wouldn't go down. Callie Goulet into the game for the first time tonight as well, the 5'10 junior forward. We'll get it down to Morin, and Morin goes right over the top of Izzy Hartman for two more. And the first lead of the night for Hillsboro, 24-23. They battled back from a 10-point deficit.
Just be patient here. Work the ball a little bit.
Hartman to Kylie Jensen. Jensen curling into the lane out. Maddie Geisler for three. Left circle. That one, no. Rebound Morin. Open shots for Maddie. They'll fall sooner rather than later.
Thought they were going to launch that one.
Lexi Thorson goes left side. Tara Bisarek. Cross-court skip to Woodhouse, who just hit that three. They'll work it back around to Bisarek on the left wing. Minute 19 to play in the first half. 24-23. Another three on the way. That one's caroms off the front of the rim. Lexi Thorson. Maddie Geisler across the logo. Looking for a screen from Katie Ruff. Gets it. Geisler to Kylie Jensen, left corner. Callie Goulet up top. Goulet to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for three. Right side. That one's perfect!
You know, she's that bashful. She's going to shoot it. That's what she's out there for.
Maddie gives McDonald back the lead, 26-24.
It's always fun. You make that shot, gives you a little bounce in your step.
Into the right corner. Lexi Thorson throws it up top. Long cross-court skip to Woodhouse. Woodhouse to Von Falkenstein. She'll pull up from eight in the lane, rattles it in, ties the game at 26. Under 30 seconds to play here in a fast-paced first half.
Think we're going to hold it for one or not?
Maddie Geisler to Kylie Jensen. It's tough to tell with this game.
Maddie's going to fire.
Maddie on the right wing with 15 seconds. Izzy Hartman up top. Back to Maddie. Tied at 26 with 10 seconds to play. Kylie Jensen, head fake left wing. Kylie drops it down for Katie Ruff. Ruff had it knocked out of bounds. Will stay with McDonald with 3 seconds to play here in the first half. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Now McDonald will sub in. Emily Cooper will inbound. Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn back out there. Kylie Jensen and Callie Goulet stay on the floor. 3.5 seconds to play. Emily holding, waiting,
shoot.
Looking to Kylie Jensen. Jensen, deep three to beat the buzzer. No. And we are tied at 26, but what else would you expect in a game like this as advertised? After one half complete, it's McDonald 26, Hillsboro 26. Coming up, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We're back in 3.5 minutes with your stats, highlights, and analysis. 26 all here on WOGO Sports. Back after this.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card,
up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit, Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue. Eau Claire, find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 26 apiece, Dave Flanagan. We saw McDonald with an 8-point lead, a 10-point lead, but Hillsborough, some hot shooting, some good defense. McDonald cooling off a little bit offensively, and this game is kind of where maybe we expected it to be, a tight one at the break.
Yeah, well, the neat thing is they both, you know, they play the style they want to play. They're going to shoot some threes. They're going to, you know, they both like the three, and they all have shooters that are capable of making the three. So it's not just one or two people. I mean, we saw from Hillsborough, I think three or four different people were launching it up, and same thing with McDonald. So, and then they'll work it inside a little bit and get the ball. But for the most part, it's just fun to see that they're playing the way they like to play.
McDonald has had six different players score for the Hillsborough Tigers. Five different players have scored, six apiece for Violet Morin, Lily Von Falkenstein, and Cameron Hansen. Five for Kyra Bisarek and three for Mackenzie Woodhouse. On the other side for McDonald, they're led by Emily Cooper's eight. She's hit two from downtown. Aubrey Dorn with six. Sophie Schmidgall with four. Three apiece for Marley Hughes and Maddie Geisler, and two for Katie Ruff. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports in a tie game at the break. The Hughes, Donald 6-2, Hillsborough 7-1. Marley goes behind her back, it's the screen, goes left side to Izzy. Up top, Sophie Schmidgall goes right side, Marley Hughes. 4-3 online, rattles it in.
Just like that, 7-0. See if the coach looks to take a timeout here quick.
To Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn never gave up on the play.
Nope, she kept that ball alive.
Marley Hughes right of the circle. Marley puts on the floor with the left hand, flips to Daisy Hartman. Hartman to Emily Cooper, Cooper for three, right side.
Driven snow.
Air. Emily Cooper will track it down in the corner. Now Cooper wants to run. She'll take it across the timeline. Leaves for Marley Hughes. McDonald with a 10-point lead here in their home floor. Aubrey Dorn just above the foul line. Great ball fake. Drops it down beautifully to Katie Ruff for two.
Wow. Great move by Aubrey.
Morin, I'm going to keep saying her name wrong so I get it right. But Morin that time had it from point blank and just pushed it up a little bit too strong.
Well, she did a great job of running the floor, and they got her the ball.
Emily Cooper steps back for three, straight on, straight in.
James Harden, meet Emily Cooper. 8 for Cooper, a 10-point lead for McDonald.
Alexi Porson. Maddie Geisler across the logo. Looking for a screen from Katie Ruff. Gets it. Geisler to Kylie Jensen, left corner. Kelly Goulet up top. Goulet to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for three, right side. That one's perfect!
You know, she's that bashful. She's going to shoot it. That's what she's out there for.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 26 apiece. And we've got a great second half brewing. We'll take a quick two-minute break here on WOGO Sports and be back with the second half. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. That finishes up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Dave Flanagan, what do you think McDonald needs to do here in the second half? I mean, sometimes you just say, man, if the ball just goes through the hoop on some of those open looks, maybe we're looking at it something far different than a tie game. But I think dealing with the defensive intensity of Hillsboro is certainly a factor as well.
Yeah, they did a great job of trying to limit that, side-to-side ball movement from McDonald. They're just going to have to work harder to get through that and get some ball movement. And again, I mean, I watched warm-ups, and they're all still firing threes, so I think that's the fun part. We get to see them all shoot that, and might come down to what team's making them.
Well, Hillsboro will start basketball moving left to right. Thank you for joining us here tonight at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, first annual of this great event, first day of this great event. The Tigers' Lily von Falkenstein, who had 6 points in the first half, has it outside the arc on the left wing. Work into the corner, then around the arc. Drop down to Morin. Morin, kick out. Good look, right corner. Cameron for another three. Cameron Hansen, that is her third three. She has 17 on the year. And she just does not miss and does not need a lot of room. Biggest lead of the night is Aubrey Dorn with the travel up top. Biggest lead of the night for Hillsboro, 29-26.
Defensively, now we've got to make it happen on this end. Put some pressure on.
Now McDonald coming out in some full court pressure. And Falkenstein, the senior, across the timeline. Sophie Schmigal, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, Izzy Hartman, original starting five back out there for Coach Cooper. Emily Cooper knocks it away for a moment from Lexi Thorson. Drop down to Morin. She's probably a little bit further from the basket than she's comfortable for, but she gets it out to Cameron Hansen, and Hansen mercifully hits the back rim on that three. You just expect it to go in the way that senior shoots.
Can't leave her open, that's for sure.
Marley Hughes up top, Sophie Schmidgall between the wheels. Right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor, goes off glass from 14 feet. No. Rebound batted into Morin's hands from Aubrey Dorn. Lexi Thorson, right wing, straddling the arc. Works it back around. Kyra Bisarek on the left wing. Calling for a screen, doesn't get it. They'll fire it to the high post on Falkenstein. Kick out up top. Lexi Thorson. High off the glass for Kyra Bisarek, and it's a 5-point lead. 31-26 for Hillsborough. Where Scott Egan has his team firing in the second half. Marley Hughes on the right wing. Marley puts on the floor with the left hand. Up high with a nice kiss off the glass, but can't get it to fall. And Sophie Schmidgall taps the rebound back out, but right back to Hillsborough. Marley von Falkenstein drops into Morin. Morin fouled on the way to the hoop. And is that on Aubrey Dorn?
That will be. It turns right into it. How much you can do.
That's the first whistle of the second half on either team. That's the second.
Hillsborough's coming out here a little bit, getting it inside, and then kicking it out for their three-point shooters here.
Well, they call that one on Izzy Hartman, rather.
Oh, they did,
so that's
yeah.
Her second,
right.
So not on Aubrey.
I'm two for two at being wrong with that.
Inbounds to Falkenstein. The whip across the court, and Marley Hughes just snares it out of the air. Marley bounce ahead to Emily Cooper. Donald down five. Cooper at the high post, Callie Goulet back out to Marley. Marley with a big ball fake, pulls up the foul line out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman curling in the lane, kick out Callie Goulet. Delay hands to Emily Cooper. Cooper thought about a three. Cameron Hansen's guarding her, a three-point shooter on three-point shooter. Flip back out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Callie Goulet, just inside the arc left wing. Callie puts on the floor with the right hand. Out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman in the lane. Beautiful wraparound bounce pass. Aubrey Dorn lets her defender go up in the air. Can't finish the shot, but a foul. And Aubrey will go to the line for two.
Great pass by Izzy. I don't know how it got through there, actually.
I have no idea. Just threading a needle there. That is the second on Lily von Falkenstein, team's first of the second half. And the free throw a little bit too long for Aubrey Dorn. She hit her first two free throws. Coming into the game, Aubrey was 50% from the foul line. So two for three so far here tonight. And second free throw is off the mark. So right at the season average, two for four. It remains a 5-point game, 31-26 Hillsborough. Senior Layden Tiger squad. On to Morin. Morin inside Aubrey Dorn, and I think she walked, and she did. As Aubrey just doing the best she could to hold her ground, and Morin a little extra shuffle underneath. Again, she's 6'4", not a lanky 6'4". She's,
you know, she has moved very well.
Yeah,
she gets up and down the floor.
Marley Hughes off the screen from Aubrey Dorn. Kick out, Sophie Schmidgall in front of her own bench, hands back off to Marley. Marley picks up her dribble, 14:49 to go. In the second half, 31-26 Hillsborough leads McDonald. Marley up top for Callie Goulet in the left corner. Up top, Emily Cooper, deep three, straight on for Emily, front rim, no. Rebound fought for and dug out by the Tigers.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WLG.
Hillsborough will push. And another three hit by the Tigers, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout as Lexi Thorson, the junior, hits her first three, 34-26. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
6 made threes have made the difference for the Hillsboro Tigers as they open up an 8-point lead. They trailed by as many as 10 in the first half, but with 14:23 remaining in the second half, a lot of game to go. Hillsboro leads 34-26. McDonald with the basketball out of the full timeout.
McDonald's got a couple more 3-point shooters in here now, so we got Maddie in here.
Maddie Geisler on the floor with Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, Kylie Jensen, Emily Cooper. 4 minutes gone by in the second half. Kylie Jensen spots up for three, left wing, side rim, no. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper against Cameron Hansen. Cooper goes off glass, too strong, hits the deck hard. No call there, coming the other way, Hillsboro. And Falkenstein, left wing, against Marley Hughes. And Falkenstein throws it into her own bench. Thought someone was going to be there, no one was. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of high school sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass. Donald trying to whittle into this 8-point deficit. Down 34-26. They came out of the gate strong. Hillsboro has come back slowly but surely. Emily Cooper's runner from the left elbow comes up short. Falkenstein, right wing, hits the brakes outside the arc, dumps it into Morin. Morin goes in with the left hand around Aubrey Dorn. That's 8 for Violet Morin.
She got in deep, and there's not much you can do.
10-point lead. Aubrey Dorn, good head fake, tripped on the way to the hoop. It's a helping hand from Von Falkenstein. And Aubrey will not go to the line here, but that will be the second foul against Hillsboro here in the second half. And that's the first whistle against Violet Morin. So no foul trouble for her. Callie Goulet, Sophie Schmidgall come in. Maddie Geisler, Kylie Jensen out. McDonald will inbound here, trailing by 10, 36-26. 13:04 remaining in the game. Inbounds to Aubrey Dorn, standing just outside the arc left corner. Aubrey up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper goes between her legs up top, guarded closely by Cameron Hansen, working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Pulls up, foul line jumper for Emily, rattles it in.
There we go.
Emily into double digits with 10. McDonald trailing 36-28.
Got that lid off a little bit here. He wants.
Cameron Hansen up top, Lexi Thorson. Back to Hansen. Just don't want to leave her alone.
Well,
kick out for a deep three from the opposite side. That one too strong for Kyra Bissarek. There's a lot of three-point shooters you don't want to leave.
No, you can't alone. Leave any of them open.
Emily Cooper, Euro step into the lane. Her runner comes up short. Rebound, pulled down, and a held ball as Emily Cooper ties up Violet Morin, and the ball's going to stay with McDonald.
Good hustle by Emily.
12:18 to play. Maddie Geisler comes in. Emily Cooper going to get a quick breather here. Again, it wasn't certain that Emily would even play in this game. She's been under the weather.
Yeah, she must be, well, they're
she's
just
battling.
Giving her more. Yeah.
She's battling.
Giving her more breaks than norm.
Maddie Geisler to Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley against Lexi Thorson. Marley puts on the floor with the right hand, back out to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie, the sophomore up top, attacking the paint, drops down for Maddie Geisler, left wing. Maddie, left block extended up top to Marley Hughes. One third of the way through the second half. Marley threads a bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn. Right corner, Aubrey holding, calling for someone to come to the ball. Drops down for Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie in the lane, pushes back out to Marley Hughes. She'll try a three left of the circle. Back rim, no offensive rebound.
Hustle,
Marley.
Aubrey.
Aubrey Dorn, excuse me, and Aubrey goes up strong and will earn a trip to the line, and I believe that is the third foul on Lily Von Falkenstein, which would be significant. She's their second leading scorer.
That would be huge because she does a little bit of everything for them.
That is. Again, 12.7 points, 7.4 rebounds, 3.3 assists. Second on the team in all those categories.
It's only Von Falkenstein. That's her third foul. We'll see if Coach Egan leaves her out there as Aubrey Dorn makes good on the first free throw. That's her first point in the second half. Quick breather there for Emily Cooper. She's right back out. Callie Goulet gets a hand as she heads to the bench. 36-29. McDonald within seven with another free throw pending here for Aubrey Dorn. Second free throw too long. Cameron Hansen trying to track down the rebound. Who to go off of McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall in there as well. Also gone off Sophie. So 7-point game with 11:40 left. Cameron Hansen now running the point for the Hillsboro Tigers. Picks up her dribble. Leaves it high on the left for Kyra Bissarek. Back to Hansen. Hansen testing just inside the three-point arc to Bissarek. Bissarek's pass knocked away. Marley Hughes off the tip from Emily Cooper. Now Aubrey Dorn running the floor. Hard to the rim. Scores.
Young Falkenstein wasn't going to get her fourth.
36-31. McDonald has whittled the 10-point deficit down to five. Bissarek throws it into the paint. Double team there. Morin too strong, too tall. Goes high off the glass for two. 7-point lead.
Get caught behind or trying to front her. It's either way, it's just a hard chore.
Emily Cooper just outside the arc against Cameron Hansen to Marley Hughes straight on. Marley a head fake. Working it with the dribble to the left side. Finds Maddie Geisler. Open for three. Straight on. Look back rim. No. Rebound. Emily Cooper rips it down. Cooper back to Marley Hughes. Fires it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn going hard in the body of Warren as her shot blocked.
Well, took it at her. That's all we can ask.
Bissarek right wing. 7-point game. 10:20 to play in the second half. 38-31 Hillsboro. The Tigers lead the Lady Macs. Long cross-court skip. Thorson pulls up. 14-footer. Comes up short. Long rebound. Out to Marley Hughes. Marley against Thorson on the right wing, right in front of her own bench. Marley keeping the bounce, now pulls it up to Emily Cooper. Cooper the head fake, into the lane, Euro step, runner drains it.
Nice little runner. Emily's working hard to get her shot off, that's for sure.
38-33.
We got to get Marley open for a three.
Hansen drops it about Falkenstein. Kyra Bissarek, they're looking to the post, can't get it to Morin yet.
Here we
and
go.
And a travel far side of the floor. Steps by Cameron Hansen.
Oh,
we have a whistle and a timeout. And it will be, I believe, a 30-second timeout. We'll take half a minute and be back here on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. A good one for you here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you, Zach Wycheck, the Wogo home base in Halley, Val Knobloch, and the Max TV crew here. The first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Donald trailing by five with possession. Aubrey Dorn up top, working right into the body of Morin, goes high off the glass. The top of her for two.
Great move by Aubrey. Taking it right at her. See if we get a three-point play.
Dorn with 11. Right behind Emily Cooper. Two McDonald players in double digits. Just a three-point game. This was tied at 26 at the half.
Oh.
A quick whistle. And I believe Izzy Hartman. That's the second McDonald this half. Foul on the ground. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. As Bissarek will inbound. Holding. And finds on Falkenstein. She cuts right to the hoop. Lost it for a moment, but flipped up the shot. Got it in the foul.
If they got Marley on that one.
So Lily von Falkenstein now with 8 points and a chance to get three the old-fashioned way here. Yeah, as the third foul on Marley Hughes. Falkenstein, who also has three fouls, is long on the free throw. Almost an over-the-back there.
As Marley Hughes, a good box out on the rebound, and they could have maybe got Kyra Bissarek for that.
Sure looked like it.
Emily Cooper working past Hansen. Crosses over into the lane. Up top, Marley Hughes. Holding between the top of the key and that Bulldog logo. Aubrey Dorn, high post. McDonald trails 40-35. Aubrey attacking again. Goes right by Warren, but can't get the shot to fall. And a travel in the backcourt. Lily Von Falkenstein started the break a little bit too early. Callie Goulet is going to come in here. And who's going to get the break? Callie will come in, and Emily Cooper, as you mentioned. Emily getting subbed out a little bit more frequently to try to keep her as fresh as possible. Marley Hughes will inbound. 8:47 to play. McDonald trailing by 5. Aubrey Dorn has it left block extended. Working against Morin. Turns, has her shot blocked, but this time they get a foul. I think the block was clean, Dave, but maybe on the body there by Morin.
Yeah, you know, as Hillsborough coach, you know, that was a block. Don's happy that it was a foul.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like the block was clean, but again, the official right there on it.
Yeah.
Called the foul. Dorn, free throw long.
But we got to make those, got to knock them down.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Aubrey Dorn, free throw, rims out. So an 0-for trip there.
Yeah.
I suppose the Hillsborough fans probably would say ball don't lie there. Looking into the post, Thorson has it thrown away. 4 McDonald players on the floor. A tie-up, and possession will stay with Hillsborough as they're trying to force feed it down to Violet Morin.
We're going to go back to feeding it to her inside out, I would assume here. That
Jalen Bloor to inbound along the baseline. She'll throw it high up top. Kyra Bissarek will get it down to Morin. Morin right over the top of her defender, and a foul on the ground by Izzy Hartman, who was kind of just trying to hold her ground there.
It's even hard to even call it as an official. I mean, I don't know what you call, you know. Poor girl's trying hard. Just can't get the ball.
Izzy's giving up a lot. At 5'6 to 6'4.
Yeah.
8:20 and counting. 5-point deficit for McDonald, trailing 40-35. Team fouls even at 4 apiece. Lexi Thorson, left wing. Loops it over right side. They'll feed it down in the post. And that time, Marley stepped in front of it, knocked it to Izzy. Marley Hughes push ahead to Aubrey Dorn, ahead of the pack. 3-point game.
Here we go. Get some pressure on him here. See if we get a 10.
13. 40-37. Cameron Hansen, left wing. Long cross-court pass. Will feed it down to Morin in the post. She's immediately doubled. Morin turning along the baseline. Throws it high. Cameron Hansen, good catch in front of her own bench. Now a runner high off the glass. No rebound. Pulled down by Marley Hughes. If she didn't get it, Aubrey Dorn would have. McDonald a chance to tie or come within one from this possession. Kylie Jensen in front of her own bench, right wing. Up top, Callie Goulet, left side, Marley Hughes. Hughes for the tie, left side, you better believe it!
That's what we've been waiting for.
Marley ties the game with her second three, and it's 40 apiece with 7:22 to play. A timeout taken, we're back in 60 seconds. This is fun, isn't it? Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Pointer from the left corner, the amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for 3, pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall, just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports, or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com. com.
7:22 remaining, and should we say regulation,
40 apiece after being tied at 26 at the half. McDonald fell behind by 10. They have battled back. Hillsborough with possession. We're in the finale of day one of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports. McDonald with some pressure. Join us on Max TV as well. Cameron Hansen drops down to Morin. Morin in the post. She's immediately doubled. Kick into the corner. Pull up for a 16-footer. Tough baseline jumper. Back rim. No. Rebound. Sophie Schmidgall. Sophomore powers that down. McDonald a chance to take the lead for the first time in a while.
Be patient here. Let's get a good one.
Under seven to play. Marley Hughes at the right elbow. Drops it back out to Sophie Schmidgall. Foul line jumper. Oh. Nailed it. Sophie.
Big shot by Sophie.
That's six for Sophie Schmidgall. McDonald retakes the lead 42-40.
Great setup by Marley to give her a wide open shot.
Falkenstein having trouble near midcourt. Spins out of it. And has it knocked away by Marley Hughes. Hughes pokes it out of bounds into the bench of Hillsborough. 6:31 to go. On Falkenstein playing with those three fouls, as is Marley Hughes. Full inbound, and she throws it right to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn hands off Marley Hughes. Hughes, hesitation, pull up, 14-foot jumper. Can't get the roll. Offensive rebound, Kylie Jensen. Back out Emily Cooper. Cooper up top to Marley Hughes. McDonald leading 42-40. Marley leaves it for Emily Cooper. Cooper pull up, 18-foot jumper. Won't roll in. Offensive rebound, Schmidgall goes up strong. No. And rebound to Morin.
Great hustle by Sof.
Few of those shots, you're hoping you can get the hometown bounce.
I thought that was going to go.
42-40 McDonald, two-thirds of the way through the second half. Battle, two powerful D5 teams. Feed to Morin, she's deep underneath everybody. Marley Hughes came and fouled her. If not, it was Kylie Jensen. You'd hope it was against Jensen because otherwise that'd be Marley's fourth. I think they may get Kylie with this one. That's the team's fifth. Yep. Warren has not shot a free throw yet tonight. She is 10, averages 17.7 points per game. Free throw for the senior is good. Pulls Hillsborough back within one. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. More in a moment. Second free throw off the mark. McDonald retains a one-point lead, 42-41, 5:44 and counting. Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top just inside the arc. Hands off to Marley Hughes. Hughes curling at the foul line. Flips to Emily Cooper. Cooper in at the charity stripe to Kylie Jensen. Jensen traverses in the paint. Back out to Marley. Marley dribbling with the left hand. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper big head fake. Down the lane. Kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen with a head fake of her own. Beautiful bounce pass down low. Up and in for two. Sophie Schmidgall.
Great patience. Hillsborough is letting him move the ball side to side. Be patient, got a good shot.
Great pass by Kylie Jensen. 44-41, full one possession lead for McDonald. Schmidgall almost tracked down a loose ball. Kick out up top, three for the tie. Off front of the rim, no. Morin lost it out of bounds on the offensive rebound. That was a good open look for Kyra Bissarek, and Morin working hard down there just couldn't pull it in. We're at 5 minutes exactly on the clock. 44-41 McDonald.
So they run their offense again here. They were cutting hard, dribbling hard. Just keep moving it.
Jensen to Aubrey Dorn up top between the circles. Against von Falkenstein. Emily Cooper. Cooper floats it to Marley Hughes straight on. Marley attacking on the left side. Ooh, she took a hard foul.
That's four
on Falkenstein. And that is four on Lily von Falkenstein. Give us time to, again, reiterate that don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedic Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. A new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the team you want on your side. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO as Marley hits the first free throw. CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. So the fourth on Von Falkenstein. She's the lone player with four. Marley's second free throw is perfect. That's two big free throws from the senior. Makes it a two-possession lead, 46-41 McDonald. 4:38 and counting. Right side, a little bit of a bobble by Thorson. Morin's calling for the ball. She gets on the right block. Kick out for a wide-open three for Cameron Hansen. In the left corner, she hit it.
She nailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was actually wide open for Kyra Bissarek. She rotated, and Hansen just hit her fourth. Yep. That is a big shot, and that's a veteran team right there.
Great ball movement.
46-44, McDonald. Hillsborough will not go away in either half. McDonald coming back from 10 down. And we have a whistle and, I believe, a hand check. That's on Hansen. That's the team's sixth. So bonus free throws the rest of the way for McDonald. And that's just the first on Cameron Hansen. Maddie Geisler comes in. Emily Cooper will take a break. 4:09 to go. Probably going to be a short break, you would assume. Geisler?
I would think so.
Izzy Hartman up top. Hartman floats it out to Marley Hughes. Hughes against Thorson. Driving and hard. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Sophie couldn't quite get it to fall. Low on the left. Now a chance to tie or take the lead for Hillsborough. Left side. Von Falkenstein. Pull up. 10-foot jumper. Baseline. No. Rebound. Morin. Morin too strong from the right side. And clearing it on the weak side. Aubrey Dorn. 3:40 to go. 2-point lead for McDonald. Dorn just inside the right arc. Pull up from 14. Rattles it in.
We'll take that.
That's a big shot from Aubrey, and maybe not one you expect her to take.
No.
Confident stroke.
It's all good.
48-44, McDonald. Von Falkenstein playing with those four fouls. Bissarek back out to Cameron Hansen. Quick closeout on her. Hansen out to Von Falkenstein. Passes up the three. Bissarek won't pass up the three, and she nails one for the left corner.
Those girls can't shoot it.
Wow. 1-point game, 48-47. That's eight made threes for the Hillsborough Tigers. What a game. What a tournament. Timeout taken by Coach Don Coopers. Emily Cooper's about to come back in. This will allow her to get back into the game with 3:01 remaining. We will step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. The Lady Max in a tight one against Hillsborough. Back in half a minute.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, the finale of the first day of the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, living up to everything we could have hoped. It's a 1-point game with 3:01 to play. McDonald with possession in the lead, 48-47 over the Hillsborough Tigers in this clash of two strong D5 teams with only three losses between them. Aubrey Dorn up top on tiptoes for a moment. Now she'll hand off to Emily Cooper, came back in out of the timeout. Marley Hughes at the foul line to Izzy Hartman. Hartman into the lane. Drops it down for Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey lost the handle for a moment. Back out Maddie Geisler. Geisler on the left wing to Marley Hughes. Right of the circle. Marley puts on the floor with the left hand. Aubrey Dorn cutting into the lane. Aubrey kick out. Maddie Geisler wide open for three. Right corner. No. Long rebound pulled down by Morin. 48-47. A chance to take the lead now for the Hillsborough Tigers. Ooh. Bissarek wide open for three. Right side. That's their ninth three. Kyra Bissarek, her third, 50-48, 2-point lead for the Tigers. They could shoot.
Yeah. Great form.
And she knew it. Yeah. She was jogging back down the court. Under 2 minutes to play. Emily Cooper to answer. Cooper too strong. Rebound more.
We got to pressure up here a little bit.
Down only one foul left to give. But Falkenstein left corner to Cameron Hansen. Long cross-court skip. Bissarek, she'll try another deep three. That one off the mark. She thought she had that one. But McDonald.
We'll take that.
Now with Aubrey Dorn. 90 seconds to play. 50-48. McDonald trails by two to Hillsborough. Emily Cooper up top. Emily for the tie. Rattles in and out from the foul line. Left side Von Falkenstein. Minute 20 left. Thorson left corner. Up top Hansen. Cross court skip and a foul. That's the last one McDonald had to give. Sophie Schmidgall comes in. Izzy Hartman and Maddie Geisler out. Kylie Jensen also in.
Timeout.
Timeout taken. With a minute 14 left, we are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lady Max Basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Crunch time for the McDonald Lady Max on defense, trailing by two with a minute 14 left. They've given their last foul. Both teams have committed six. Cameron Hansen up top. Pass tipped away for a moment. Bisarek retrieves. Bisarek has it swatted to Falkenstein. Von Falkenstein in for an easy two.
Yeah, they broke down their defense.
52-48, four-point game, and Emily Cooper too strong on a pass, gets away from Sophie Schmidgall.
And we got a deep timeout for Don.
Timeout for Coach Don Cooper. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
The Hillsboro Tigers. Four seniors, one junior, they're starting five, all upperclassmen, and Dave Flanagan, they have showed that experience of a veteran squad as they were down 10 in the first half, came back to tie it at 26 at the break, then had a 10-point lead that they squandered in the second half and have come back from five down to McDonald in the second half to lead by four with under a minute to play with possession.
Never got rattled. They just stayed the course. They knew what they were going to do.
There Izzy Hartman goes hard
call here, jump
after
ball.
The inbounds, yep. And a jump ball called, and it's McDonald ball on the possession arrow.
Great defense.
Wow, Izzy Hartman, like Jair Alexander, going hard after that inbounds. Callie Goulet will step out. Emily Cooper back in. Neither team has any foul to give. McDonald sorely needs a bucket here. 54.3 left, down 52-48.
Got plenty of time. We don't need anything wild.
Goes in to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking right at the hoop, up with a right hand.
Nice move by Aubrey.
47 seconds to play in a two-point game. Bisarek far side, hassled by Emily Cooper. Outside the arc, throws to Cameron Hansen with 38 seconds to play. Back to Bisarek. Cooper will give the foul with 36.1 left. And shooting a 1-1 here will be Kyra Bisarek. Again, it's going to be a 1-1 for a bit as well.
Well, it's not a three-pointer, so we got a chance.
52-50 Hillsboro. Kyra Bisarek, the senior, at the line. She's had a phenomenal second half, and she continues.
I thought maybe she was too close.
She's hit two threes in the second half, three for the game. She's their leading scorer with 14. Averaged 9.6 coming in. Full one possession game. She can make it a two possession game with a make here. And she will. It's a nice roll. Marley Hughes with 35 seconds to play. McDonald needing to move a little bit more quickly now. Marley up top. Emily Cooper. Cooper with Hansen closing out on her. Foul line runner. Back rim. No. Up. Grabs her own rebound. Up quickly with the left hand. That one won't fall. Sophie Schmidgall offensive rebound. That won't go down. Knocked out of bounds. Saved by McDonald. No stepping on the line. Aubrey Dorn with 18.7.
Go for a steal. go for a steal. And if we hope somebody take a timeout, now Hillsborough.
Timeout taken by Hillsborough. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pump one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
.50 our score, waning moments of this second half. The Hillsborough Tigers, as you mentioned, Dave Flanagan, just unfazed, unrattled throughout this game. A lot of seniors for head coach Scott Egan, and they're in a good position right now as long as they're careful with the basketball with 18.7 seconds left.
McDonald will press up, and as soon as the ball gets in, if they don't get a steal right away, they're going to look to foul.
And hope for some misses. And McDonald, a number of looks there at the basket on that last possession. Long baseball pass, and Callie Gulley steps in front of it, and Callie with the steal. Callie to Aubrey Torn, 14 seconds to play, four-point game. Aubrey looking for Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, finds Izzy Hartman. Hartman curling into the lane, back out Aubrey Torn, 16-footer along the baseline, no. Rebound with 4 seconds to Hillsborough, and McDonald will let them dribble it out.
Great Haskell game. What a great game.
That's a big win for the Hillsborough Tigers. Non-conference, the test both of these teams wanted. And your final score, the Hillsborough Tigers 54, the McDonald Lady Macs 50, in a game that was everything we could have hoped here in the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Not the result McDonald wanted, but certainly one of those games where you're going to get better from playing an opponent like this.
Yeah, it was a great test, and you get to go watch the film and see good things and bad things and learn from them and move forward.
We'll step out and take a three-minute break. Don't go away. The Post-Glass post-game show is coming up. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Actually, Don Cooper making his way over to us right now, so we'll talk to him now. McDonald Falls 54-50, and we appreciate Coach Cooper's time. And, of course, we'll have the Lady Macs tomorrow afternoon against Luck and then the McDonald boys against Shawamigan tomorrow night. Coach, we were just remarking this game, everything that we could have hoped for other than the result, but in terms of quality test, I'm sure Coach Egan would say the same thing as well, too. Two D5 teams that have designs on deep runs in the postseason, and you guys gave each other everything you could have wanted in a game of runs.
Yes, I thought we played really good. We thought we played with heart and passion, and it's just it's like I said, with a 6'4 girl that did a really good job, and I think she only had one foul or two fouls, and again, they did a good job and well coached.
Coach, they hit 8 three-pointers in that game, some phenomenal shooting. How much of that do you tip your cap to their shooting? How much is the presence of someone 6'4 in the middle that makes your defense sag a little bit? Where do you see that?
I thought Violet did a good job skipping it out to the open three-pointers. And again, their spacing was so good. And again, it's just so difficult to guard. And so we lost sight of their 23 who nailed a bunch of threes. So again, it's just a good test for us this early.
Coach fell a little short at the end, but again, this veteran Hillsborough team came out strong in the second half. And before you knew it, you were down double digits. How proud were you of the way the girls battled back to not only erase that deficit, but take, I believe, a 2-possession lead late in the game?
Like I said, I loved how we battled back. We were down 8-9 points. Just kept battling back one possession at a time. Our defense is outstanding tonight. Our offense was a little anemic a little bit because they played such great defense. So tipped their cap to them. They just played good, and we just got to get better from here on out.
And finally, Coach, I'm sure there's some disappointment in the locker room. This is a good test, a good measuring stick game, and I'm sure the girls wanted this one badly too. But what's the message to them? Not only, you know, keep your heads up and you play strong, but also, hey, we've got a chance to wipe the slate clean and go out and get a win right away tomorrow. It's one of the advantages of being in a tournament is that you get to play right away the next day.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, just being able to play right away and wipe that loss from you, because you know, Cadott was here, and they're hungry for a conference championship, and we're battling for that. So, and then Emily Cooper was really sick today, and she just battled, and she fought through, and we almost had it. So,
we'll tell her to get some rest tonight, and we'll see you again tomorrow,
all right.
Coach.
All right, thank you. Thank you guys for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper's McDonald, just nipped by Hillsboro tonight, 54-50. We'll take a 3.5-minute break and then be back with the Post Glass postgame show as we continue the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in 3.5, stats, highlights, and more next.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Day one of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic concludes. Day one of a couple doubleheaders here on WOGO Sports. The McDonald boys 78-28 wins earlier here over Bayfield, and the McDonald Lady Macs fall to Hillsboro 54-50 in a great one here this afternoon. We'll have the Lady Macs tomorrow afternoon at approximately 2:40 p.m. against Luck, and then the McDonald boys at least on Max TV and possibly on the air too in progress after the conclusion of Chi High girls basketball tomorrow night. Mark Halverson on that call. We'll see if we can join the Max boys in progress tomorrow evening and what should be a great one against Shawamigan. We'll have it on Max TV for you regardless. But as we look here at the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Dave Flanagan, we'll get into some stats and highlights in a moment here. But again, this is two quality teams, and I don't think either team would have had anything to hang their head about no matter how this result turned out, whether it went McDonald's way or Hillsborough's way. There was some fantastic defense, some great shooting, some great heart, great effort, great comebacks by both of these teams in each half, and they left it all out there, and Hillsborough just hit a few more shots, made a few more plays in crunch time.
Well, I think it's a sign of two very good teams going at it, you know, You like to see that when they're going after each other and they're playing hard and every basket counts. I mean, those are fun games to be in, believe it or not. And so when you saw what went on tonight, I mean, it was a great game by both teams and they both tried hard. Just unfortunately, somebody always has to lose that, and tonight it was McDonald.
Well, six players scored on both sides. We wondered about this matchup between Aubrey Dorn, 6-foot junior center for McDonald, and then 6-foot-4 senior center Violet Morin for Hillsborough. And it's a game, too, that even though Violet Morin didn't score her close to 18-point-per-game average, Coach Cooper pointed out she did a lot of things really well in terms of distributing the ball too. I mean, that's a talented player for Coach Egan. Aubrey got her in the scoring category, and you really didn't see anyone offensively for McDonald afraid to take the ball right at Violet Morin with some mixed success.
Well, yeah, I mean, she causes you to alter your shot. There's no way to really practice that, I mean, other than going up against her. And like, you know, Coach Cooper said, I mean, she does a great job of spreading the floor. When they get the ball inside, you can see, you know, I mean, it's a veteran group, so obviously, you know, they figured out we get four girls on the perimeter, and she can pass out of that, you know, dump in the post. And so, you know, Violet just does a great job of finding the open person, and they spot up and shoot the three, and they shoot it well.
Well, as we mentioned, both teams had six players scoring, four in double figures for Hillsborough. McDonald had two in double figures and two close to it, and that just kind of is emblematic of how tight this game was. So for Hillsborough, Kyra Bisarek led the way. She had 10 points in the second half, a true difference maker in this game. 15 points. That was not a game high, but a team high. Cameron Hansen, 12 points, and just shot the three at a blistering pace, 12 points on 4 made threes, just an incredible shooter as I believe 8 made threes in this game, or excuse me, 9 made threes in this game for Hillsborough, 27 of their 54 points. So when half of your points are coming from the three ball and we're shooting at that high a percentage, you're tough to beat when you can do that on the road as well, too. Tip the cap to Hillsborough for that. 11 for Violet Morin. Again, she averages 17.7 points per game, but she was definitely a force. 6 in the first half, 5 in the second half, and 10 for Lily von Falkenstein, who commend her for playing so well with foul trouble, and she stayed out there definitely, as you mentioned, when she got that third or fourth foul, that she's kind of a do-everything player there for Coach Egan, does a little bit of everything well, and so for her to be able to stay clean and not foul out was certainly critical in this game as well. 3 apiece for Lexi Thorson and Mackenzie Woodhouse, and again, as kind of the story of this game would be, both of those came on solo threes for Hillsborough. So McDonald on the other side did not hit one three in the second half, 3 in the first. So 4 made threes for McDonald on the night, and against those 9 from Hillsborough. McDonald with 6 different players scoring, 17 for Aubrey Dorn, 11 after the break. Fantastic second half for Aubrey, 12 for Emily Cooper. As Coach Cooper mentioned before and after the game too, Emily was battling through illness, but still a gamer out there. 8 for Marley Hughes, 8 for Sophie Schmidgall, 3 for Maddie Geisler, and 2 for Katie Ruff. Again, just an entertaining game. The only thing that could have made it better is a win.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, and I'm sure McDonald look at it, you know, they can shoot the ball from the three a little bit better than they did. But at the same time, yeah, it was. It was just a great high school game.
WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. We'll do it again tomorrow. Before we bid you adieu here on the post-class post-game show, let's take a listen to our second half highlights. It sounded like this on Wogo Sports. Bro Tigers picks up her dribble. Moves it high on the left. Kyra Bissarek. Back to Hansen. Hansen testing just inside the three-point arc to Bissarek. Bissarek's pass knocked away. Marley Hughes off the tip from Emily Cooper. Now Aubrey Dorn running the floor hard to the rim. Scores. Long rebound, out to Marley Hughes. Marley against Thorson on the right wing, right in front of her own bench. Marley keeping the bounce, now pulls it off to Emily Cooper. Cooper the head fake, into the lane, Euro step, runner drains it.
Nice little runner.
The Max TV crew here, the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald trailing by five with possession. Aubrey Dorn up top, working right into the body of Moore, and goes high off the glass. Top of her for two.
Great move by Aubrey. Taking it right at her. See if we can get a three-point play.
Team fouls even at four apiece. Lexi Thorson left wing. Loops it over right side. They'll feed it down into the post. And that time Marley stepped in front of it. Knocked it to Izzy. Marley Hughes push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Ahead of the pack. Three-point game. McDonald a chance to tie or come within one in this possession. Kylie Jensen in front of her own bench right wing. Up top, Callie Goulet. Left side, Marley Hughes. Hughes for the tie. Left side. You better believe it.
That's what we've been waiting for.
Marley ties the game with her second three. And it's 40 apiece with 7:22 to play. A timeout taken. On WOG. The lead for the first time in a while.
Be patient here. Let's get a good one.
Under seven to play. Marley Hughes at the right elbow. Drops it back out to Sophie Schmidgall. Foul line jumper. Oh. Nailed it, Sophie.
Big shot by Sophie.
That's six for Sophie Schmidgall. McDonald retakes the lead 42-40. Marley dribbling with the left hand. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper big head fake. Down the lane. Kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen with a head fake of her own. Beautiful bounce pass down low. Up and in for two. Sophie Schmidgall.
Great patience. Hillsborough was letting him move the ball side to side. Be patient, got a good shot.
It's kind of exciting just listening back to a Dave Flanagan as we just were treated to some great basketball this evening. Thanks so much for joining me, and maybe we'll be able to do it again tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. I'll be here.
All right, fantastic. Looking forward to some more great basketball. Day two of the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Thank you to Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Always great to partner with them. And Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Second half of our doubleheader finishes off here. This has been the Post-Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Your final score, the Hillsborough Tigers 54, your McDonald Lady Max 50. This has been McDonald Lady Max basketball presentation of WOGO Sports. We'll see you for a Max and Chi High triple header tomorrow on WOGO Radio.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.